Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Upstate, we back with it, man. Another episode of Block Talk. And this week, I got a special guest in the building, and he's from the 864. My boy Kimo, man, Coach's shift was good, man. What you got going on, my boy?
Man, nothing, man. Just out here, man, trying to make something happen, I guess, like everybody else.
What you mean you trying to? You doing a whole lot. Hey, we man. See you working.
Hey, I'm trying, man.
All right, so let's get into your name, man. Kimo, where that come from?
Well, my real name, since Facebook exposed me, man, my real name is Hakeem. So everybody call me Keem. Okay. It's kind of a play on that. It's called Kimo. But the real meaning behind it is I feel like it's a lot of cancerous music out here. Mm-hmm. And when I say cancerous, I mean, I'm going to be real with you. People preach unity and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but never through music. When you turn on the radio and stuff, like all you really hear is songs about drugs,
yeah.
guns, stuff like that, stuff that's keeping the community really separated. So my name is Kimo because I'm the cure for the cancer that's in the game. Because I'm going to come through and I'm going to give you the real spiel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to try to do something to be cool or to look cool. I'm going to be me. You know what I'm saying?
You're going
to
come through and be real
that's
with it.
That's it. I'm going to be genuine.
Nah, I like that. So what inspires your music?
Man, real life.
Mm.
Real
just
things I go
struggle.
Through. Yeah. It don't even have to be a struggle, man. Sometimes I feel good. So you'll catch that, you know, you'll catch that vibey track from me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to light one up or something, you know what I'm saying? So you might catch a smoking track from me. I just basically go out feeling, man.
When you write in your music, what type of environment do you got to be in? Like,
I prefer to be by myself. So mm-hmm. I don't have any distractions. I can write in any type of environment, though. I've been writing for 20 years, so...
Okay. So I mean, you've been doing music for a little minute, then. You say you're writing for 20 years.
I've been doing music for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
But I've been... I started writing in, I think, the fourth grade, poetry.
That's what I was about to ask you. Did you start out with poetry?
I started out writing poetry. Sixth and seventh grade, I actually won state poetry contest in South Carolina.
Look, that's something people ain't know, I bet.
Go ahead and check them books, because that's real. Go ahead and check them books. Nah, but and then when I was in high school, man, I played sports. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't want to be looked at as a rapper because I was like, man, that shit ain't really cool. Like, I don't know, it wasn't for me when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, man, hey, I ain't want to do it. Then I went to college. I started making beats in college, so I've always been into music. You know what I'm saying? Joined the military. And when I was in the military, I knew that wasn't for me. And I was just on this search throughout life. Like, man, what am I supposed to be doing? And finally, at like age 25, I was like, bro, I just want to be happy. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing that makes me happy, well, not the only thing, but the one thing that makes me happy and the one thing I love doing is music. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to step behind the mic. And I grinded it out for a year. You know, that first year, you don't get no responses.
Nah, right, right.
People just like,
they try to figure out, is he even serious? Like, this is something he just doing.
You rap too? You know what I'm saying?
I was getting that.
I'm like, hold on now. I'm nice now. But, you know, throughout that first year, everybody was just preaching, you know, man, you got to put work in. You got to put work in. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm no stranger to hard work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's what we got to do? Okay, cool. People don't realize. People see a musician and they take them at face value. They think, oh, he's just doing music. Mm-hmm. But they don't look at the fact that, like, I own my own LLC for my label, so I had to put in work to get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We throwing events. I do graphic designing for myself. I edit a lot of my own videos. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We starting to produce our own beats now. Like, everything is in-house. So when I say we're on our grind, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in-house. We're not going out here paying people to do this, paying people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have people that we work with that we pay for certain quality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I feel like quality is very important. But for the most part, we doing everything ourselves.
So you say we. Who is we?
Coach's shift. It's a whole team, man.
Tell me about them. Who you got on the team?
Man, everybody already know J Dollar. Everybody know Jason's on the team.
Jason gonna speak his mind.
And you know what? People say, man, Jason talk crazy sometimes. No, he doesn't, first of all. He states his opinion, mm-hmm. which most of the time, it's what people are scared to say.
Very true. And somebody got to take up that. On that. Like, he... Sometimes it do come off a little crazy.
It do.
But at the same time, it's that man opinion. It's stuff people are just afraid to say. So you got to respect them for that.
And at the end of the day, man, Jay is one of the dopest artists out of Greenville.
Definitely.
Hands down, man. Definitely. I'm not saying it because it's my homie. Like, he really is one of the dopest artists out here. Like, I think he low-key, he doesn't even know it, but he kind of works as the PR rep. Because every team needs a PR rep.
Mm-hmm.
And you say PR rep to a lot of artists, they don't even know what you're talking about.
They don't. I say it's so much more that goes behind the scenes for other artists that people don't even know and understand their roles.
Yes, exactly. I feel like you have to understand that. We got Big Flicka on the team, man. He's mm-hmm. out here. He put out an R&B album. Then he came and hit you with a hip-hop EP.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just showing his versatility, you know what I'm saying? We've been telling him for years to do it, and finally he came out of shell, and he been on his grind, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whole team working.
Whole team working. And then, like, our support system, too. Like, you can never forget your support system when you're trying to build a team. I know on any given night, somebody could invite me to a show tonight, right? And I could be like, okay, cool, I'm coming out there, and I know I can come 30 deep at least.
Yeah.
So having a team around you is – the biggest thing. My sister right here, you see her, she on the camera. Like, it's all in-house, man.
And
that's
all family, too.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's genuine. It's not like I have to reach out and be like, hey, can you do this? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how they feel about doing it. Like, nah. I'd be like, hey, this got to get done. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody else like, hey, this got to get done. And we accomplish it.
And the thing is, like, you sitting here telling me all that. I've been watching you grind for a long time, and everything you're saying is true. Like, I've saw you come to the club 30 deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look around, I see your team, I see the family and the genuine support that you're receiving on social media. So everything you're saying is real, and it all matters.
It does.
It all matters. Especially
everything
having
matters.
That genuine support.
Yeah.
And then just being able to do a little bit of everything in-house. Mm-hmm. Like, for one, that's going to save you some money.
Save you a lot of money.
Right.
Money can't get you everywhere. I know people always be like, man, you got to have money in this game. You got to have money in this game. That's for people who think they need money in this game. You do need it to get to certain levels. Don't get it twisted. But I don't spend a lot of money on what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here in front with you. I don't spend a lot of money on what I do. I spend a lot of time in it, though. And time is money, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. When we travel, man, we travel with a purpose. So people be like, for instance, we went to Atlanta for, I think, the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert.
Okay.
And while I was down there, like, I'm talking to people. I'm connecting with people because everybody knows somebody in Atlanta.
Yeah.
When we in Charlotte all the time, I'm out there connecting with people. It might look like we having fun because we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you still got to work and have fun.
You got to work and have fun, man, to keep sanity. But when we out here traveling and stuff, a lot of times I travel, I don't even put it on social media because – I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm horrible with social media sometimes. I know people be like, man, you been on your grind on social media. Yeah, because I finally picked it up and started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not one of those people who always in the camera. I'm trying to get better at it because I know you got
to
do it.
That's what I was about to tell you. I was going to let you finish. But you know you got to.
I know.
Nowadays,
I know. That's why I'm trying. But sometimes when I travel, man, I don't even tell nobody. Like, or I don't put it on social media. Like, my people know. And we out here, you know what I'm saying? We making connections out of state. Because I notice when we go out of state, and I start spreading the South Carolina movement or what I think is dope, because everybody got their opinion on what they think is dope. People out of town hearing this music, they like, yo, this sound like industry level music.
Mm-hmm.
And people out of town are going to tell you the truth. See, in town, everybody know you, so it could be a little biased.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. You know what I'm saying? Because you from here, and we just going to support you. But when you go out of town, they give you the real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's why I like going out of town, because ain't no sugarcoating out of
town.
Like, and if
not.
They rock with you, you going to know. If they not, you going to
know.
So how's the love being outside of your camp here in the upstate in South Carolina?
It's been great. I'm not going to lie, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves the quality of music. They love the fact that we actually have a movement. And I know a lot of people think when you go to these different cities, everybody is popping out of these big cities and stuff, but really a lot of it is like it is here home.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
They all start from somewhere.
That's it. So talent is talent, no matter how you look at it. I can take talent to Mexico. I could take it to Russia. I could take it to LA. I could take it to New York. I could take my talent anywhere, and I'm confident enough to put my music and the people in my camp music to anybody, out to anybody. And I'm confident that people gonna like it.
Yeah.
Cause that's the reactions I've been getting.
Let's go ahead and touch on this. You done been caught up in a little drama here in the upstate with a couple artists.
Hey.
What's the deal with that?
What
is it? Just hate? I mean.
I guess. Look, I'm gonna tell people straight up. I'll tell you how it happened, man. I was minding my own. Jay made a status and he was like.
Always Jay.
He dropped some names and he was like, I don't think nobody in the city or on the industry level, I'm going to iterate that again, in the city or on the industry level could do a better cipher than the names he put on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Some people felt a certain way about it, and they decided they was going to put a diss track out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always told one of my, shout out to Leland Brown, I always told my friend Leland Brown, if somebody ever mentioned my name in a song, I will destroy them. It's over. That's what I'm going to do. So I had to own up to my word. They came at me first. I was minding my own.
So you know what I'm saying? Is it still going back and forth? Or
I ain't going to lie to y'all. I put everything out there. I seen them in the studio. I seen one of them in the studio the other day. Mm-hmm. He didn't speak. I don't have no bad feelings towards him.
Yeah.
It's rap to me. You know what I'm saying? We already know what happened. You got smashed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have came over here playing around.
Yeah.
You can't tiptoe around fire and then get mad when you get burnt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
that's
right.
A sore loser. Man, I see him talking on social media about it. Man, that's trash. It's not trash, bro. Something that went viral with over 100,000 views.
It can't be trash.
Come on, bro.
Apparently 400, 500
shit. Come on, bro. Like, be real with yourself. I didn't call that music trash. I just said it wasn't as nice as mine.
Mm-hmm.
That was my whole argument. When we were saying, couldn't nobody mess with us in the cypher, we wasn't saying they couldn't rap. You just can't rap with us.
So let me ask you this. Whether or not you spitting, you know, facts when you say stuff like that, mm-hmm. do you feel like people are taking that the wrong way?
Maybe.
Do you care?
No, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to apologize for being myself and speaking my mind. If you don't like what I said, oh, well.
It is what it is.
It is because, and I think we need more of that, though, because people will say things just to get people on their side. But that's not how I was raised. That's not my morals and values. That's not how my mom raised me. My mom raised me. If you feel a way, speak your mind. Let them know.
Let it be known up front.
You know what I'm saying? And when people try to do stuff and try to get, you know, people to side with them and stuff, to me, that's fake. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing it for the wrong reason. So one thing you'll never be able to say, oh, Chemo did some fake. You know what I'm saying? Fake is like, nah, bro. It wasn't fake now.
Yeah.
It came from my heart. I meant that. And I stand by it. You know what I'm saying?
So what's your opinion on the music culture here in the upstate?
And it's broken. It's very broken, man. JJ Solomon do open mic every Wednesday. It should be packed. And I'll be real with you. Mm-hmm. I should be one of those artists in there. I blame myself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I blame everybody.
So why do you think a lot of artists don't go?
Ego. It's all ego, man. Like, I ain't gonna sugarcoat it for you, man. People talk online, man, let's come together. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know what I'm saying? Everybody need to do. Why we ain't doing it then?
So let me ask you this. You blame yourself for not being in there.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you in there?
Sometimes, I'll be real with you. When I go to open mic, I don't like the vibe. Like,
and I can understand that.
Yeah, and it ain't nothing against the vibe.
Yeah.
I got my certain type of vibe I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, I don't be feeling that. Other times, I be like, you know what? Y'all, let's go to open mic. So when I go to open mic, I bring all the artists I know with me, and we go in there, and we rock out like that. You know what I'm saying?
And then just knowing your style of music, because
it's not.
It's
that's what I'm saying. Like, I shouldn't be at open mics more than artists who actually make club music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in there giving niggas bars, like, in the club. Niggas looking at me like.
That's why I completely understand where you coming from when you say that.
But I still go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still try to go and show love. Sometimes I go. I don't perform. I just, you know, show up, you know.
So let's talk about your record label that you just started.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Culture Shift Entertainment.
Culture Shift. Okay, so why'd you put that together?
Because I'm trying to shift the culture back to what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? And people will say, man, that age in hip-hop is gone. That stuff don't sell no more. That's not true. Only hip-hop artists are lasting over years. All these club artists and stuff, let's be real. All these club artists, bro, they phasing out 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
fam. Like,
You're right.
That's
it.
It's hard to keep a buzz when you ain't talking about nothing. Because people can't relate. Like, a certain demographic will relate to you, but everybody can't relate to you. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't relate to selling drugs. You got to be able to relate to everybody. And I feel like in order to do that, I feel like we all the same. We all have the same problems. We all deal with the same things. We just go through them different. So,
and we choose to speak on them differently.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as an artist, if you can't relay your message and relate to other people, that people really not, they'll stick around if you have a hot record, but they won't stick around for who you actually are. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel you on that.
So I want to shift the culture back to what it used to be when music was real, where you could listen to music and learn something. Oh, I ain't know that. I'm listening to Nas learning. I know it at 7, 8 years old. We kings and queens because mm-hmm. I'm listening to, you know, I know I can.
Yeah.
That's motivational. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like we have a lot of that in music right now.
We don't.
Honestly, bro, it's sad. And I feel like people feeding into it. It's just making it worse. People see something on TV or hear it on the radio and they like, man, I got to do that. Like, nah, bro, that's not how it works.
Even if they're not doing it and they're artists, they going to want to talk about it as if they're doing it. So facts. It's
chaos out here, mm-hmm. man.
With your record label, Culture Shift, what all are you doing with that right now?
Well, actually, man, I'm turning it into an entertainment label, man.
Okay.
So this was my original plan. I learned how to shoot videos, photos, video edit, photo edit, produce, mm-hmm. engineer. I learned all this stuff that way. Now that I know it well enough, I can start teaching people how to do it. One thing I want to get into is acting and filming, so I can build an entertainment label to where we shipping out actors.
Yeah.
We shipping out DJs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We shipping out artists. Anything you need, anything that has to do with art, we shipping out people who paint. That way, it's an actual culture shift all around the board. Because you can't shift the culture with just music. You
have to shift it all the way around.
You have to shift it all the way around the board. So it's going to be more like an entertainment label, man.
Okay.
We look in it. I mean, it's not something that's just going to be around for a year or two and you'll be like, oh, I remember when Culture Shift is nah, bro. As long as I'm alive and I'm here kicking on this earth, we're going to keep getting better, man. Mm-hmm. You going in the
going.
Next coming years, you're going to see movies from Culture Shift.
Hey,
you know
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know it's coming. Hey, you got the grind behind you.
I think what people fail to realize, man, God put us on this earth and we can do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We make decisions to do what we want to do,
mm-hmm.
but we don't always, everybody don't always exercise their right to be what they want to be. Some people make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Some people act like they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do know and don't act on it. Some people do know and they do act on it. So mm-hmm. it's just all about what you want to do, man.
So let's talk about your music currently. What are you? You got your Culture freestyles, like albums. What's up with you right now, music wise?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm all over the place, music wise, right now, man. I got an album that I just finished. I'm working on 2 other albums after that album. I kind of work sporadically, man. Like I said, I work off feeling. So one day I'll be like, man, I'm ready to put this album out. One day I'll be like, oh, I like the sound on this album right mm-hmm. here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I go working on that one. Like, and then I'm producing too. And then I'm helping other artists push their projects too. So I really, man, musically, I'm all over the place right now, man. And when the time is right, I'll strike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, listen, we was in the studio. I was listening. This is why I'm working on another album now. Because I was in the studio. Jason was working on his album. And I'm like, yo, this is fire. Got inspired right off the bat. And I started working on another album, man. I was like, yo,
just like
I gotta have me something like this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's what it's all about, man. Having that team, the players on mm-hmm. your team that's going to push you and motivate you, like,
there you
hold
go.
Up, but I got to get in there too, but I need
there
a little piece
go.
Of that.
And people will try to make it, they be like, man, it shouldn't be a competition. Like, man, Jay
competition
tell you,
is healthy.
Listen, Jay will tell you, we compete within the team, so don't come to my team telling me that it shouldn't be a competition. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, I ain't in this to be mediocre. I'm in this to be the best.
Yeah.
I stand by that. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's the thing. I feel like people, they get comfortable, and that's their problem. They're not competing to be the best. Everybody say they want to be number one, all this.
Yes.
But they really not competing to become number one.
Exactly. Everybody just want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best. I'm the best. Well, I ain't going to tell you I'm the best. You'll hear it in the track.
Yeah.
That way,
see,
you know,
this work.
When I said I was the best, I was working while I was doing it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I ain't finna get on here and be like, I'm the best rapper here. I'm the best rapper there. Nah, I'll show you that.
Yeah.
I'll show you. That's
just
too
listen,
easy.
Listen.
Yeah. That's too easy, bro.
Real quick, I just want to jump back. What's your take on all these, like, South Carolina best artist lists? What's your take on that, man?
You want my honest opinion on it?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't really care, bro. It is what it is, bro. Them lists ain't gonna make me no money. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna make me lose no money. Like, bro, I got my following, and we are on the way. Like, it is what it's all opinions, bro.
Yeah.
Like, half the artists I ain't never heard about, you know, but I ain't knocking the artists for it because they ain't making the list. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be crazy. That's one thing I do hate when people be like, oh, this artist don't deserve to be on there. This artist don't deserve to be on there. And then you see people be like, oh, have you ever heard of them? He like, nah. It's like, well, you can't say he don't deserve to be on there. So I don't knock the artists who on there. I don't get into all that. Mm-hmm. That's politics, bro.
Right, right.
And I'm an artist. I don't get into politics.
But you know politics everywhere, man. Especially in the music industry.
But that's why I create my own. You know what I'm saying? Because when I see politics coming into what I got going on, I shut the door. And put the no politics sign on the outside. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, bro, listen.
Little bar that side.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, bro, my family and the people around me are the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I let you come in here politicking and they catch you politicking, they going to look at me like, bro, why you let the politics through
right.
the door? You know what I'm saying? Now I look fake. So, and I ain't never finna look fake in front of my family trying to impress people on the outside.
Because
I got to remain real to them, right?
Yeah.
That's it, bro. It's simple, bro. You keep level-headed people around you, you remain level-headed. That's it.
All right, man. Well, that does it. I definitely appreciate you for coming through. Sitting down with your boy DJ Montana in the Block Talk chair. Chemo in the building, Culture Shift. I salute you, my boy. Keep working.
Man, you know it, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.